My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. This next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers clip is sponsored by SurfEasy. SurfEasy is the easiest way to protect your online privacy and identity. To learn more, go to surfeasy.com. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin's scammer Agnes says that the stories about her husband and her working in an orphanage are true. Davin gets in a fight at a comedy club and may have to be Santa Claus, and that leads him to getting drunk and waking up in a strange place. We then learn, I gotta do what I gotta do. So listen and enjoy!
Agnes, if you were lying to me, I need to know, because if they find out that you are a liar, I can't protect you no matter how much I may want to. Babe, everything I've told you is true. She ain't buying this.
Yeah, no.
And thank you for everything you've done for me and continue to do for me. I really appreciate it with all my heart.
Hold it. Yes. She's telling you that to build up your confidence.
Of course.
To make you feel about a better person that you are, that you made a difference in her life.
Joe, I'm buying it.
You've really done shit for each other. I mean, well, she's done shit for us. I've done plenty, but I mean, we've really done shit for her.
We're going long tonight, I can tell you that much.
Yeah. Actually, really, you've done shit for her.
Yeah, really.
I go, if you are not what you say you are, then it is. I go, if you are what you say you are, then it all is all worth it, and I would do it all again. If not, well, I hope God has mercy on somebody that would do this to somebody.
Oh, nice.
I am every bit of everything I have told you, babe, and thank you once again.
Thank you once again.
Boy, they don't give a shit.
Yeah.
They don't give a shit, man. They stink.
They certainly do.
They don't give a shit.
No, but you see what I'm doing? I'm like, everything's going, I'm just dropping more things.
You're just saying, if you aren't what you say, I hope God forgives you.
They don't give a shit. They really suck.
They really do suck.
This is why I spend my time with them.
Yes.
I go, wait a minute. I go, okay, it's been with us. I go, it's been a very difficult 24 hours. She goes, why do you say that? Well, us and what this has all led to. She goes, yeah, I understand. I got suspended from the comedy club last night. Why?
So you're throwing truth into this now.
She goes, why was that? What did you do wrong? Got in a fight with a heckler. You were right. It was the first time I ever lost my cool on stage. Remember, she told me not to go on stage. It'll ruin my show.
That's right.
I am sorry if I have caused you your job. But what did he do for you to lose your cool on him? I go, he was just being a dick. He didn't deserve it. I just lost it and hit him. She goes, I understand you were not in a good mood.
Even
before the show, I understand why. Did he press charges on you? I go, it is no excuse. No, not yet. Hopefully the other clubs won't find out, although they might.
They will.
And it'll be very hard to find work. It might mean I'll be Santa Claus after all.
Wow.
Guess it is just more.
You're going to sit there and take that, Joe.
He certainly is. I go, I guess it's just more in a string of bad luck.
Oh.
She goes, I feel really bad for all that's happening, and I wish I could do something to help you. I'm sure you do. No reason to feel bad. That is not the worst part of the night.
Oh.
She goes, so what happened again? I went to a bar to get a drink. I shouldn't have done that. I used to be an alcoholic. I have been clean for almost 8 years.
Oh.
I feel very ashamed, and I feel like a failure.
Oh, no.
You see, it's all starting to come apart.
Yep.
She goes, sorry about that. Almost 8 years is a long time, and I can tell you, you feel like it, but you are not a failure, that's for sure. That's a fucking hell of a pep talk right there.
Yeah, it really is.
Well, thanks. She goes, you have affected my life in ways I didn't know anyone could have, I'm sure. And failures can't do that. I go, that is beautiful. I go, that's not the worst part of the night.
Oh, no. God.
I go,
there's more?
She goes, you are too good for the bad things that is happening to you. Really? What else happened? She goes, that is nice of you, but I don't know if that is true. Anyway, plenty of terrible things happen to nice people. I go, I blacked out. I woke up in a strange bed. Judging from the pictures on the end table, it was a couple's bed.
Oh, no.
And it was in a white room.
I don't remember.
Some guy was jerking off next to me.
When I get this white suit, it doesn't even fit. Hey, six pack. Is this your suit?
I go, I don't remember anything. I feel ashamed that I did this. That I did this to you. To us. I just don't know. She goes, I know you're going through a tough time right now, and I'm helping. And we have to depend on each other to go through this tough time. But I know time heals all wounds. and with time it shall pass. Really cliche?
Really cliche?
I didn't write that down.
Really cliche?
Really?
I know, you got you can't.
I know, that's very mature of you.
Yeah, I know, you just fucked around on her, and she's just like, oh, well, time heals all wounds. Like, what?
Oh, I go, I need
really
to
cliche?
Really? I go, I need to do better. She goes, yeah, I know you would do better, because you are focused and a nice guy. Thanks. So what are your thoughts on your script? She goes, I have the name for a guy in our movie. I go, the head baker? She goes, yeah. I go, okay, what is it? Dixon is a nice name.
Dixon! She doesn't really write porn before you came around.
I think I got somebody Dixon. New. I think they brought in their porno expert for me.
I didn't like it at first, but it grows on you.
Oh, wow.
I go, I've never had anybody ask me what a nice name for a porn character was, LOL. Sure. Is that his first name or his last name? First name. She goes, okay. I go, so give me the positions besides doggy for the roommate and the girl to be doing. And this is the part where Joe likes. Well, they started with missionary position. I'm not really good at the names of the positions, but I can describe them to you. So you
please
can,
do.
So you can have a fair idea. I go, okay, that works. Okay.
Hold
okay.
on. I have...
Okay, that works.
Hold on. The woman would stand in front of the guy while he does... Well, he does what he has to do. That's the second one.
He does what... Pardon me, ma'am. I have to do what I have to do.
It's just my job.
Just my job, ma'am.
No, it's your job.
Put the bowl in your mouth. Hold still. I have to do what I got to do.
Oops, sorry. I go, while he does...
Was that a Fisher? Sorry about that. Nice. Part of the job, ma'am.
Sorry, I bit a little too hard.
I got to do what I got to do.
I go, well, he does what he has to. Well,
this porno stinks. For more Davin's Den scans the scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.